This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praises due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, the blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon you and welcome back to Faith in Action. We've been talking about the relationship with the self and how that is a reflection of action. And we're talking about some certain beliefs that hinder our growth, the enhancement of the quality of a character or life that we can be living. And one of them is said that when we view work as a source of a set of burdens and not really a source of joy. Well, that is, if work is what we will be doing every day, that can also be a source of misery for us. And there is this belief, or let's say a fallacy that people have, that is, if I were to retire early, when I have nothing to do, I'll be traveling, I have less responsibility, I don't have a boss to report to, I don't have a boss to wait for money and a check from, we think that we will be happier. Statistically speaking, they actually say that people who have nothing to do, they have more tendency to be depressed. And I know that in the States, men who retire actually have a higher rate of committing suicide after their retirement and not during their times of work. We're also told that people who have this early retirement and they have very little to do, they are more prone into developing depression rather than people who are actually working. So what needs to be done is change our views regarding work. Islam praises work. The messengers of Allah held different jobs. We're told that Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam was a carpenter. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a shepherd. So was Jesus. So was Moses. In fact, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Ma min nabiyyin illa wara' al-ghanam." He said that there is no prophet except that they have all, you know, cared for sheep and goats from before. And they inquired, even including you, Prophet of Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yes, I used to do that." So the point is, yes, certain type of job, society collectively, we must work together to alleviate the difficulties, the overworking, the underpaying of some of our brothers and sisters in the community. But in principle, work should not be seen as a set and a number of burdens, but rather it can also be a source of joy as well. Another point that is also very important is the idea of we have to change our language when we're talking about ourselves. You know that words have such a great impact on us. And inshallah, we have a whole episode that is just dedicated to the idea of kalam, you know, to words and the power of words. But when we talk about ourselves, they say that the more positive words that we choose to say about ourselves, we're not really changing reality. But what they're saying is that reframing. And that is, you can look into the same set of events, the same facts, but give it a different name, and one name will be more positive and it will be more actually liberating and more encouraging than the other. For example, we can call a person a survivor or we can call the same person a victim. What do you want to call them? He's being mugged, he's just being beaten. Well, if we call them victims, we are right. If we call them survivors, we're also right. But which word is more empowering, to call them survivors? It is factual that they are victims, but they say that it actually does more to them, positive change, invites more positive change, if we were to call them survivors rather than calling them victims. And we have to have this practice with ourselves. So for example, when we are labeling certain setbacks that we have done, instead of calling ourselves, "Oh, I am such a failure," you know what? We can reframe that and say, "Well, this did not really go as well as I have anticipated." We're not changing fact, but what we are doing is that we are reframing. And of course, as you know, that this is one of the greatest teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He speaks about al-kalima tayyiba sadaqa, that a goodly word is charity. And not only do we want to be people who give good words to everybody else out there except ourselves, no, we want to be able to say and speak good to others the same way that we speak that good to ourselves as well. Another point in this process also is re-evaluating our measurement of success. Nowadays, for example, for a long period of time, success had to do with, did this person lead a noble life? Did this person have good character? Did this person leave a good positive impact in society? These were the ideals by which we would say such a person led a good, successful life. Nowadays, these ideals have changed, and the measurement for success has also changed. Now people measure success as to how high did you get in your position? How much have you attained in your possession? So now it's about your position, and it is about your possession. Well, not so many people have that position or so much possession. And if we keep doing so, if we use this measurement as a way to measure whether we have been successful or not, that will also be an invitation to misery as well, and we do not want that. Another point also that Islam stresses is, do not undermine the concept of fun. Fun is good, and fun is actually a necessity. Fun rejuvenates our spirit. It makes us more dedicated to our principles. And in the Quran, we're being told about messengers who laugh. Sulaiman alayhi salam, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. He smiled and laughed at what the ant said. Yusuf alayhi salam, his father, Yaqub alayhi salam, his children came to him and they said, please have Yusuf come with us so that we can play. يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ نَرْتَعْ وَنَلْعَبْ in the other recitation. Said that, why don't you send Yusuf with us so that we can all eat and play and have fun? And this is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also have in the Sunnah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people to do so. Now the issue is this, sometimes we mix that. The Prophet, peace be upon him, forbade excessively engaged in fun. لا تكثر الضحك, do not laugh excessively. Do not make having fun the focal point of your life. That point, the Prophet ﷺ said, تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ, it kills your conscience. You become very desensitized to the misfortunes and to the difficulties and the challenges that other people are facing. But fun is very important. And that's why we have the Prophet ﷺ raising his wife Aisha. They said that initially the Prophet ﷺ won the race, lost the race later on, and that was really nice. You had incidents. The Prophet ﷺ had a very fast camel. The name of the camel was Al-Qaswa, and it was out racing all camels. And one day a Bedouin came and he said, so you think you have a fast camel? My camel can beat your camel. And everybody is excited about this race that took place. And they said that the camel of the Prophet ﷺ lost the race to the Bedouin, and the companions were very disappointed. We have companions who said, who would come in and they would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upset, and they would say that, I will not leave unless I make him smile. Because in smiling and in laughing, that actually rejuvenates the spirits of people. Nowadays in psychology, there is actually a therapy that revolves around making people laugh. So that people who laugh actually have a better immune system than people who do not laugh. But a believer in part of being good to the self, in part of that good relationship with the self, we do not neglect the idea of having fun as well. Also, one point that is equally important is the idea of the ability to delay immediate gratification. We live at times now where we think that if we feel like it, we have to have it immediately. We are really lagging on self-control. And what is happening is that the minute we desire anything, we are unable to delay our desires. And not only that, but we're requiring almost immediate gratification for the things that we do. A believer is actually able to control that. Part of being good to yourself is that you're constantly making sure that you are in charge over your desires and not having your desires in charge over you. This idea of delay gratification, delay the fulfillment of desires to make sure that you are still in control. I was reading in one of the books, they were talking about the less attachment we have for things, the more happier we become. The more we depend on ourselves to be happy, the more chances we have to become happy than if we were to depend on things and other means of entertainment to make us happy. So the author of the book, and the name of the book escapes me at this point, he was challenging the readers, and he said that you have to detach yourself. And he was proposing certain activities, saying that, you know what, if you want to see how much you have succeeded and how far you have gone in getting yourself trained in detachment, he just suggested two examples. He said, see if you can buy yourself a book that is a thriller book. He said that when you get to half of the very last chapter of the book, when all the actions and the story is going to unfold and you will find out what has happened, he said, see if you can close that book, donate it to the local library, and not have your heart attached to the book as you're leaving it in the library. See if you can do this. He suggested that you rent a movie, an action or thriller movie, and then he said, before the end of the movie by 10 minutes, see if you can turn it off and take it back without seeing the end of it. And the point was, the less attachment that we have, he said that the happier that we are getting. So a believer is a person who is able to delay gratification. Two final points we will make very quickly. Part of being religious is that we refuse to be ordinary people. We want to be extraordinary people, because that's what Islam calls for, that you just don't want to be pious, you want to be amongst those leading to the path of piety. And the final point is, please do remember that being religious is the source of happiness. Religious does not mean misery. Practicing Muslim does not mean that this is the person that is continuously depressed and hopeless, but rather a person who is religious is a person that has peace of mind, a person that has harmony between his actions and his ideals, harmony between his behavior and the principles that he and she adheres to. And as such, there is this tranquility that we will be feeling when we are in this path of having and being good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us of those who put their faith in action. With this, we come to the conclusion of this part of our program. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet again, we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.